John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you in the mafia?
Am I in the what?
Whatever you want to call it, organized crime.
That's total crap. Who told you that?
Dad, I've lived in the house all my life. I've seen police come with warrants. I've seen you going out at 3 in the morning.
So you never seen Doc Cusimano go out at 3 in the morning on a call?
Did the Cusimano kids ever find $50,000 in Krugerrands and a 45 automatic while they were hunting for Easter eggs?
I'm in a waste management business. Everybody immediately assumes you're mobbed up. It's a stereotype, and it's offensive. And you're the last person I would want to perpetuate it.
Fine.
There's no mafia.
Yeah.
The Don
and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's right.
Come and lick the dot of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
Right? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
You're making me sick.
You're making me sick.
Right, you know.
You know.
I guess the question is, why do you have to be such a hump?
Hey, Chewy.
Hello, Chewy. We love all things mafia. Got a guy on the phone now, Pete DeVico, who's written a book called The Mafia Made Easy.
Does that mean he can join it?
He knows about it. It's like fun facts about the mafia.
So you can talk to your friends and pretend you're an expert.
Hello, Pete?
Hello.
Wow, the phone's a... Why's the phone got that weird...
I don't know.
Luke, we are your father.
Hello, kind of like in a tin can.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Peter DeVico?
Is it us?
I'm fine.
Is it our phone or Pete's phone?
I'm not sure.
Can we call... Pete, can we call you right back?
Sure you can.
Yeah, we're going to call you right back just to fix this phone thing.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Why do I want to put him on hold?
Because we don't have his number.
There it is right there. Oh, it was just on the screen.
And now it's gone.
Let me make sure the other lines... sound okay, because the phones were fine when we were doing the make us laugh thing.
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, radio goddesses.
That sounds fine.
See, yeah, we don't have that Luke, I'm your father thing.
Mm-hmm.
I got the joke.
Oh, everybody does, sir, but you have to wait till next time.
Next time, just keep it in your pocket.
Can I just say it?
No,
no.
You cannot.
No, we were
you might change your mind.
No, you cannot. Discipline yourself.
No,
discipline.
We were just making sure the phones work.
It's not an offensive
Accept
joke.
The answer that is no and save it for next time, please.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Tough love.
We'll live without the laughter.
Tough love.
And now they're all, everybody's scrambling in the back room.
Should we lose the guy's number?
I guess so. I guess the rule here is we get him on the phone, then we throw the phone number away.
After that, we're done.
I hope that doesn't happen if Bruce Willis makes it on the show next week.
We got to get all the contact numbers for him, if he'll give them to us.
Well, this guy that was on the phone a moment ago, we're trying to get him back. I'll just read from his book.
All right. Well, you were giving the terms like deli and which is a delegate to the union that I didn't know, and meat eater.
Yeah,
which is a cop that's a bad cop on the take.
He has an entire library of words that could fill a library book. Mafia stuff, like, you know what a stand up guy is, Mike.
I don't know what the dictionary definition of it is. I would think that it's somebody that doesn't rat out the rest of the guys.
That's a wise guy who stands up for his honor and doesn't talk and keeps his mouth shut.
Yeah, doesn't rat.
What is trunk music?
Trunk music?
Oh. Trunk music.
I would assume that's something to do with murder.
It's the sound of flesh rotting on a victim that's been clipped and placed in the trunk of an abandoned vehicle.
The sound of flesh rotting?
That's what it says.
Yeah.
What about, you know what the VIG is?
The VIG is the money that's added to a loan shark.
Right, that's the juice, that's the interest.
Right.
What about turban?
Turban, something to do with a hat, something to do with a head. I have no idea.
To smack somebody and split their skull open.
How is it used? Do they use them in sentences?
No, it just says turban.
Turban. I turbaned that guy.
Let me see. Ice.
Ice is boy. Well, it could be two things. It could be like to put a guy on ice.
It just says ice. It's one of two. Come on, guess.
Kill a guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Ice. Ice him.
Yeah. How about Little Joe?
Little Joe, Bonanza character.
Little Joe is four bullets placed at the back of a victim's head in a square pattern.
Huh. Little Joe.
I wonder where that came from.
I didn't know that.
I told you a meat eater is a corrupt cop.
Right.
What about a mustache Pete?
A mustache Pete?
Mustache Pete.
I think that's somebody that's not in the mafia. That's somebody that's a...
That's an old school mafia that's like first generation mafia.
Oh, a mustache Pete, like doing the whole Sicilian thing.
Right. Let me see. A double decker.
That's when you go to somebody's house and you take off the back of their toilet. Hey.
That's an upper decker, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. A double decker?
That's a coffin with a hidden lower section. A victim who's been slated to disappear is placed in the lower section of the coffin by the friendly undertaker.
Oh.
The legitimate dead person is put in the upper section.
Oh, that is nasty.
So then the Vic is buried with the deceased
The
person.
Vic, not to be confused with the Vig,
yeah, right.
Which is the juice, the interest.
The Vic is the victim.
Right.
The Vig is the juice you pay on a loan.
What was the flesh rotting thing again?
That was...
I'm sorry to make you go back, but I was curious about it.
Trunk music.
Trunk music.
Right.
What if you get trunk music coming out of the double decker?
The sound of flesh rotting. I would like to ask the guy about this.
Yeah.
But the sound of flesh rotting.
Is there any chance that we've got a phone number for him? Guys?
Yeah, I got one right here.
We're going to call him back.
I'm glad there's no urgency to this at all.
We're going to call the guy back. Mr. Peter J. DeVico.
A lot of good questions.
Author of The Mafia Made Easy. We got him. All right, he's on the line.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry about that, Peter.
Thank you very much. Hi, Peter.
Hello.
Oh, that's a much better phone.
Much better.
Well, can we ask that flesh rotting question out of the chute?
We were looking at your book, Peter, while we were trying to get you back on the phone, and I was going back to your all the mafia terms, and one of them was trunk music, and it says that's the sound of flesh rotting on a victim that's been clipped and put in the trunk of an abandoned vehicle.
So you can actually hear something like that, Peter?
You can. If it starts to expand inside the trunk, you can actually hear it.
Oh, that's nasty.
It is.
Here's another one for
you. It doesn't smell too good either.
I bet.
Here's another one for you, Mike. What do you think? A ham and cheese sandwiches.
A ham and cheese sandwich. I bet it's something where you hurt a guy.
Nope, that's payola that you give to a union guy.
Oh, a ham and cheese sandwich.
Huh. Yeah.
All right, and a turban is when you split somebody's skull, Peter?
That's correct.
Oh, my God. Where do you get all these terms?
Well, I've heard them most of my life, and a few I've researched.
And now you've never been in the family, right?
Absolutely not.
But you've been around it, and have you gotten close to these guys?
Very close in some cases.
Close enough to be dangerous?
No, not in that respect. Close enough to interact with them, sit down, have a drink, have some dinner, know some of their blood family relations, but not so close that I got involved in what they did for a living.
Peter, let me ask you a question. We were up in New York a few years back, and we were having dinner, a bunch of us from the show. We were in Little Italy.
Oh, when we saw all those guys.
And we see this guy. He was a stocky guy, kind of had white hair, and it really did appear to us in Little Italy that people were kind of coming by and paying tribute to this guy, and we were going back and forth and speculating.
And weren't there even some cops who came by and
said... It looked like there were some cops that actually came by.
And they were paying homage.
With the odds, I mean, are there still these guys that hang out in Little Italy in New York that hang around the street and stuff like that?
Well, there are still a few of them. There are still a few that own some of the restaurants in those areas. And there's still some people who are old school in their attitude towards what the mob used to be. And so they pay tribute to these people. I have to tell you, there used to be a place many years ago down in the financial district, just around where the old World Trade Center used to be, a place called Bankers and Brokers. And that was a restaurant that allegedly Frank LoCascio, Frankie Locke, which was one of John Gotti's underbosses, had some points in. In other words, he owned a few pieces of that restaurant. And if you went into place off hours, you'd see some of these characters come around. Everybody would snap to attention. So, it's still around.
Wow.
How about this one for you, Mike? Again, I'm going from the back of your book where you have all of the words. Mike, do you know what a yard is?
No, I don't. What is it?
That's $100.
A yard?
That's $100. And large is $1,000.
$1,000. I knew that one. Yeah, I knew that one.
How about this one for you, Mike? What about on the arm?
On the arm is that basically a guy that owes you money?
Nope, that's when you get free food and drinks at a restaurant because you're a wise guy.
Do most wise guys get on the arm there, Peter?
A lot of them do. They walk into a place and they just sit down, they order some drinks, order some food, and they say, "We'll see you later." Now, do you remember the film with Joe Pesci, Goodfellas?
Of course. Yeah, sure.
When they go into that restaurant, that Hawaiian type place.
Right. Yeah.
And what they're basically doing is saying, "Look, you know, we're here. We're going to do what we want to do. We bring a lot of people in here, and we're going to take it on the arm. And if you don't like it, that's tough." And what this one restaurant owner did, he made a mistake by going up to Joe Pesci and saying, "Look, you owe me $3,000. That's the wrong time to do that.
Not when he's around his buddies.
Not exactly right. You don't disrespect. You get him on the side and say, "Look, you know, I'm kind of in a bind. You got to help me out here. And if the guy doesn't want to pay, you are in trouble because there's no way you're going to be able to throw him out."
Are you at all worried, Pete, that you write this book like everybody learn about the mafia, learn the lingo, learn where they hang out? Are you ever worried that some guy's going to show up and turban you?
No, I'll tell you why. Everything that I've written about, including my observations, are actually part of the public domain. In other words, somewhere, somehow, someplace, there is documentation on these events actually occurring. So it may not have been widespread knowledge, but it's there. For example, I have a chapter on how these fellas make money. Okay, now no one's really sat down and said, "Well, you know, these guys do this and they do that." But you know, when law enforcement gets involved, and they look at, you know, how these guys do things, they document how things are done.
Right.
And that's what basically what I've put in place. Also, my own observations of how these fellas make money.
Well, the question I would have for you, as far as we see The Sopranos, we see movies like Goodfellas, which is more historical, it goes back a little further. What is the current state of the mafia? I mean, are they as active as they were? Are they more active? Where does it stand right now based on your observations of stuff in the public domain so you don't get shot?
Well, they're no longer what they used to be. They're not the same entity. In fact, the mafia, like society today, has evolved into a different entity, if you will. The old school guys are pretty much gone. The traditional ways of doing business in the mafia is not the same. With the advent of RICO and a lot of prosecutions that have happened over the last 20 years or so, the mafia is not the same strong body that it was many years
ago. Did that die with John Gotti?
I'm sorry?
Did that die with John Gotti?
Actually, it started with the commission trial when Joe Bonanno wrote the book, Men of Honor. Rudy Giuliani took the book and actually used it to prosecute all the members of the commission. That was in 1986.
You know, a lot of people don't remember that Giuliani was the guy. I mean, he made his name prosecuting
the
mob,
right,
because
yeah.
He was an Italian-American.
Very famous for that.
That's correct. And another milestone after that was the prosecution of John Gotti. And the one that probably put the nail in the coffin, if you will, was the prosecution of Vinny the Chin Gigante, okay? However, okay, I believe that as long as you have greedy people and as long as there are people out there that exploit that greed, and you have greedy politicians and police officials and politicians and what have you, the mob will always flourish some way.
Well, we want to hear that. We're big fans of the mob.
We're applauding the mob. Chin the guy that walked around in his bathrobe and tried to play pretend he was crazy?
That's Vinny the Chin.
Yeah, Vinny the right. Chin.
And I believe today they're still operating, but they've evolved in this respect. I think they're more involved in cybercrime, if you want to call it internet gambling. They're under the radar now. They don't have any personal interaction with their victims, if you will.
Well, that's truly sad. Everyone should learn about all the great things the mafia used to be in the book The Mafia Made Easy. Pete DeVico, thanks for being on the show, Pete.
That's my pleasure.
It was very nice having you.
Good luck with the book.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care now. Bye.
Bye. See you later. I wanted to get to this thing with the nicknames.
Kind of sad, isn't it? Kind of sad when he says that it's not what it used to be. But it obviously is not what it used to be. I mean, you'd hear a lot more, especially in this day and age with the internet. You'd find out a lot about what these guys were doing.
Are you ready for some of the nicknames?
I'm ready.
He's got an entire chapter of real nicknames.
Real mafia nicknames.
Pete the Killer. Frankie Dasher Abundo. I'm not going to read their real names. I'll just give you their nicknames.
Okay.
Frankie Shots.
Frankie Shots.
Big Sam. Joe Batters. Joey Doves. Jimmy the Monk. Jimmy Blue Eyes. Louis Two Gun. Tommy Scar. Blackjack. Joey Brains. The Mad Hatter. Tough Tony. Tony the Gawk. Joey Piney. Louis Fats. Louis Haha. The Eagle. Johnny Sausages. Joe the Animal.
Does Joey Piney have an O-N-E on his last name?
It's Joseph Armoni.
Thank you.
A-R-M-O-N-E.
Thank you.
Mike O'Mara, mob historian.
Joe Piney Armoni. Armoni, I think.
Joe the Barber. Joe the Animal. Jimmy the Duke. Charlie Batts. Frankie Hartz. Little Nicky.
That's Little Nicky Scarafino, who was head of the Philadelphia Mafia.
Mike, that's Nicholas Bianco.
Oh, there was a Little Nicky Scarafino,
right,
too.
Richie the Boot. Joe Bananas.
Yeah, that's Joe Bonanno.
Jimmy the Gent. Tommy Twitch. Frankie Breeze. Cheesebox.
Is the Greek in there?
Look how many there are. There's a million.
Look at the list. I didn't know what you were looking at.
I mean, look at this book.
My God.
There are 25 pages.
He's got all the names.
Wow. Joe Pitts, Louis Eggs.
Hey, forget about it. He knows where the bodies are buried.
Trigger Mike, Charlie Bananas, Tony Ducks. Here's another Little Nicky. Chicky Spar.
Hey, look at that one down on page 3. Robbie the Theater Major.
Tony Dope, Dom the Sailor, Petey Red. Johnny No-Nos, the Banjo Man.
The Chocolate Banjo Man.
Ronnie the Pig, Charlie the Wop, Tony Bananas, Davy Crockett, Christy Ticks, Louis Beans, Nikki the Blonde, Mickey Scars, Joey Diamond, Frankie the Beast.
My God. It's a lot.
Benny Squint, Joey the Clown.
Joey the Clown.
Joey the Barber. Jimmy Needles. Joey Black. Joey Socks. Jimmy the Lapper. Joey Nero. Big John. Sam the Barber. Crazy Phil.
Sam the Barber. Is Sam the Milkman in there?
Little Vic. Johnny the Ape.
Boy, like to meet him.
Joey Beans. Little Beans.
Don't want to meet them.
Littler Beans. There are three of them.
They were related.
The Beans.
Big Tony.
The Beans family.
Big Tony, Little Tony.
Big Tony Salerno.
Big Sal, Little Sal. Charlie Lemons. Leo Lips. Jimmy the Man. Sammy the Sausage.
Sammy the Sausage. Well, is Peter North on the list?
Peter the North.
Mike, then you have
Peter the North.
Fat Tony, Fat Frank.
No, that's Fat Tony Salerno.
Fat Tony, Fat Frank. Fat Al, Fat Tom, Fat Bobby.
That's a lot of fat guys.
Fat Nick, Fat Tony, Fat Tony, Fat Tony. Fat Frankie, Fat Dago Louie, Fat Tommy Karate.
Wow.
Fat Tommy Karate. That might be the best mafia name ever.
Fat Tommy Karate.
And then all the way, oh, I see, he's done them by the guy's last names. So ending up in the Z's, you have Georgie Neck, Tony Z, and Little Tony Zizzo.
And Little Phil Leotardo.
He ain't in there. The Chicken Man, Black Sam,
Bobby Bacala,
Big Nose Nick, Charlie the Blade, Shorty, the other Shorty.
Little Shorty.
Yeah.
Fat Shorty.
He just says the other Shorty.
Fat Shorty.
Short Fatty.
Fat Shorty the Greek.
Baldy Mike, Baggy Pants Sal, Dago Johnny, Dago Louie. Dago Artie, Dago Buck.
Wow.
Dago Tony, Cockeyed Nick, Paul the Waiter, Billy Bones, Slippery Frank, Jackie Yonkers.
Yeah, from Yonkers.
Jackie Yonkers.
Hey, yo, forget about it, Jackie Yonkers.
And with all the fat guys, you've also got Skinny Joey, Skinny Yogi, Skinny Sal, Skinny Chucky.
I mean Skinny Yogi.
Skinny Timmy, Skinny Mike, Skinny Tony, Skilly Skinny Nicky. My God, Skinny Nicky. I'm sorry.
We got to come up with mafia names for everybody on the show.
And the other one that there's a lot of are the Gimp.
Mm-hmm.
There's Louis the Gimp, Vito the Gimp.
Yeah, all you have to do is have like a knee injury, and they'll
Charlie the Gimp, Jimmy the Gimp, Frankie the Gimp, and Joey the Gimp.
And they all live in a like a box with a leather helmet on.
Goddamn, that's too great. That's too great.
That's it. All the mafia names.
Well, there you go. Do you want it?
I do.
There you go.
Of course.
With our best wishes, Mike. That is your gift for being so fantastic on the show today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Don. Right back at you. It's another perfect show.
And as I said to you in a message I left you on your machine earlier today,
yes,
you're a great pretender.
I know I am. I've done it for my entire career.
No, I said to Mike, it was really,
a great mimic.
No, a great
imitator.
But that's what I said. You're a great pretender. I look forward to you pretending to be Fred Thompson on the show today.
A great pretender.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Mikey pretends. That's what I want to be. Like, don't that. You agree with that, Fat Rob?
Mikey pretend.
The most talented voice pretender in town.
Thank God.
Thank God.
All right, I got him because I'm good at this type of thing, okay? Mikey pretends.
Yes.
That's mine.
Okay.
Fat Rob.
Easy.
Okay.
Give it to me.
Donnie Stogies.
I'll take it.
Donnie Stogies.
Uh-huh.
Buzzy Too Tight. Skinny John.
Uh-huh.
Slow Joe. You got to keep that one.
Slow Joe.
Right. And Matt the Pole.
Done.
It's easy.
Apparently.
It's just too easy. Forget about it.
Who are we again?
My name is Mikey Pretends. Your name is Donnie Stogies.
Yeah.
Got Fat Robbie.
Thank God.
Buzzy Too Tight.
Buzzy Too Tight.
Right.
Skinny John. Matt the Pole. And Slow Joe.
John's the only one we got to redo.
You know what? And I'd like to redo Joe because we've already had Slow Joe.
Yeah.
If anybody has any suggestions for Joe. Joe Ardinger.
Joey the Farm.
Joey the Farm?
Pharmacist.
Like pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, or Joey Farm.
Joey Pills.
Joey Chicken.
That's better.
How about Joey Pills?
Joey Pills.
Joey Pills.
Like.
Joey Pills.
And it's
Joey
Pills. Be Joey.
Sounds real.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Joey, or Joey the Pill.
All right. And then we need John. You want to redo John?
Yeah, just get one. Yeah, good idea. Get that book and just get one out of there. We can
Instead
have for
John. Skinny John, something else?
Black Bill. I just went right to it. It said Black Bill, but his name's not. Black
John?
Black John.
Your name is now Black John.
Black John.
Black John. That's your mafia name. Okay, well, thank you to Phil What's-His-Name.
That was Peter J. DeVico.
That's him. We got a break. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.